The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful, gosh, is it Thursday? I mean, this is an unusual voice here. You're hearing Linda Bott, and usually you have Carl Bott and Trish Clark on Thursday. You know, Carl is turkey hunting, so give him a bad time if he doesn't come back with anything, because it's just so funny. Anyway, he and Ted are up in the mountains having a good time, and I'm so pleased to have Jeff Avery today. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm great. And we have just a chock-full morning of interesting guests that you put together.
Yes, we do. We've got Dr. Doug McMullen that's in the studio with us today. He works with Shasta Community Health Center, but he's here today to talk to us about his Bridges to Housing project that he and a few of his fellow community leaders are running now.
All right, so let's talk. Let's go there. Doug. Bridges to Housing. Tell us what it means and what you're doing.
So basically, we have an outreach that's a medical outreach that we do. We go out and we find people where they're at. It's a house call for homeless people, basically, to try to engage them and help them get moving, be healthy, engage with society. And as a part of that, we found that the greatest needs for some people was just to get housed. And we weren't seeing much flexibility and nimbleness in programs around us. So a mom in town, Melissa Engelbright, who's a photographer, and I combined and formed Bridges to Housing, which is a small group trying to get people who are disabled off the street and into housing and self-supporting. We partnered with United Way. They're our fiscal agent, and we've been doing it for about a year and a half now.
Okay, so you're Dr. Doug McCollin. Are you like a doctor of?
So I'm a family doctor.
So you're actually going into the camps.
Right.
Okay, you're the guy that we've been hearing about. So like, no, it's a good thing.
It's the most wanted, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, people are wondering, like, this guy takes his life in his hands. We've heard about you. So, I mean, I'm putting it all together now, and I'm sure our listeners are, too. And by the way, as we're here this morning, and we're coming to life here on this Thursday morning on KCNR, we do encourage you calling in at 605-4567 if you have guests or questions for our guest, Dr. Doug McCollin, and for Jeff Avery as well. And I wanted to, we usually have a routine here where we do the weather, so we got to talk about the weather first, and then we're going to go back into questions. Encourage your calls, and I know I've got a slew of questions as well, and I'm sure Jeff does. And I know that you just spoke at Rotary, so, you know, good things are happening, and wonderful words are being said about you, Doug. Our current temperature is 54, and our highs today will be 84, with our lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for we just got to get this weather out for people who are driving right now. Friday calls for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11. Friday showers likely and possible thunderstorms before 11. And Saturday, chance of showers with thunderstorms around 11 a.m. And that calls for lows of 48 on Sunday night. Sunday, our highs of 70. And Saturday, lows of 50. And Saturday, highs of 67. There's your weather for you, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. And let's go back into Bridges to Housing. What was the most fascinating thing for you, Jeff, when you were in Rotary and you heard this guy talking?
Well, one of the most fascinating things to me that Doug brought up is the stories about some of the people he was meeting, and both from their health issues that they suffered from and also how they ended up there. Doug, as a matter of fact, just before the show this morning, you reminded me about a lady that you met in San Francisco that was homeless. And she was actually a set designer, is that correct?
Yeah, she designed operas.
Yeah, and tell about, you know, her story and that the houses she had and what happened to her.
Well, I met her at a conference in Washington, D.C., but she owned a home in the Bay and a home in Naples, Italy, and she would go back and forth and design operas. And, I think there was a divorce. I think money went kind of south, bad decisions with money, and she got leukemia. Insurance wasn't where it needed to be. She lost her money, lost her homes, and ended up being in her car. Thought, well, I'll just stay in my car for now and go into a hotel or something. And then when you park your car in the wrong place, you get impounded, and boom, you're on the street. So she went on the street in San Francisco for 5 years. And when I heard that story, she was back. She had gotten some help and was back being more self-supporting, being able to support herself, and she was telling her story. And I just thought, wow, this could be me. This could be anybody. If you lose your safety network and then things go south for you, it could be anybody. And that's the people I see that are homeless frequently. It's painted a whole different picture for me.
What where did you get your first calling, if you will, to, okay, I'm sorry, I have to do something about this? I mean, how did this come about for you personally?
I was invited to go out and do this. Shasta Community Health Center has had a homeless outreach for about 20 years. And Rob Young is a nurse there who's done this for a long time and really should be the one here talking. but he said, why don't you come and go and see what it's like? And when I sat down on a log and talked to a vet about his history, his traumas, his issues, and I realized why he was homeless. And it was far different than what I'd ever thought.
Really? So that was just an awakening right there, like, whoa, did you leave that particular day saying, I'm going to do something, or did it take a period of time before you said, I have to do something that is going to be like a movement?
Well, we found one woman under the Cypress Bridge one day who was in her 70s, and she'd been under there for about 20 years. And she had the flu. She was confused. She was sick. She was throwing up. And all of her friends were saying, you've got to get her out of here. She's too old to be here. And so we just put her in a motel and started paying for it because we just thought, you have to do something. This can't be. And she was not in her right mind. She's not mentally able to dig her way out of this. And it could be my sister. It could be me. It could be anybody. So we realized we needed to get, our first step was to get people secured. She spent 2 hours in the shower, you know, just getting herself straightened up. And she actually, after a year, she's now housed and self-supporting. She doesn't need our help. And you have to know her. She functions at a very basic level. She doesn't have a lot of schooling or, you know, ways to get her way navigated through the government system, that kind of thing. But so we saw the need to get people off the street today. Sometimes people are ready to do that today. They may not be ready to do it in a week or a week ago, but now they're ready, and that's the window. You've got to go. And so we thought, if we have a way to just supplement them. So she paid $500 a month for her rent, and she only gets $800. But it was impossible for her to do that on her own because the costs were too high. So we supplement her monthly to get her through that. She has a case manager that works with her regularly, and that's just a good solution to get people off the street, get somebody to work with them, and then you can keep them going.
And so is this under the umbrella Bridges for Housing that you're talking about, where
right.
we were able to supplement her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we raise money on social media. There's a Facebook site, Reading Bridges to Housing. It's Facebook and online. We take donations. Most of our donations are $20 a month, something like that. But it's helping. It's not helping everybody. It's, you know, it's not really robust yet. But we collaborate with the county, the city, several other NGOs.
And who would determine? We have about a minute left, and I've got all these questions. So Jeff, help me in. Did I dive in? But who determines this is the guy or the gal or the person or the individual or the youth or the elderly person or the vet, you know, just doesn't matter what, it's a person, a soul, determines they're ready today. We're taking them off the street today.
It's their readiness and usually their need, some medical or psychiatric need that makes them really disabled, and you see it happening and they saying, I don't want to be here. Most say that, actually. And so we haven't been able to help everybody we met, but here and there's someone who really needs it, and then we need to do it now. Keep them out of the hospital, keep them from dying, you know.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. And, of course, we have to do some love to our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes. heating and cooling systems. They are our choice of heating and air people. We love them. Warranties and guarantees 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. Hey, it's Thursday, and yeah, this is Linda Bont, and I'm so excited to be here with Jeff Avery. And we're going to talk a little bit about your business too, buddy. And thank you for being here and bringing in this incredible guest, Dr. Doug McCullen, Bridges to Housing. We will be at Bridges to Housing. All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. I'm out of faith. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your keys. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
It's my life.
All right, we're here. We're back. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. Boy, I'll tell you what, we needed some infusion. Welcome back. We're here. I'm so excited. Linda Bont here, KTNR 1460, and in the morning show on Carl and Linda Bont. And, of course, you know, Carl is he's on a mission. And I'm here with Jeff Avery, who's sitting in for Carl. And so wonderful you brought great guests, and we're in smack in the middle. Jeff Avery is the owner of State Farm Insurance. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Get up on that mic.
There we go.
All right, get up on that horse. So, Jeff, You know, we were talking at the break about you and Dr. Doug McMullen, and how the two of you met.
Well, what's interesting is that I got a call from United Way and said, hey, we're the fiscal agency for this Bridges to Housing, and this entity needs to have some insurance as part of the agreement we have. And so they gave me Dr. McMullen's information, and we called and left a message. And, you know, he's a great doctor making house calls, and he returns his calls as well. So he called me back, and we got to know each other in the program. And then he spoke at my Rotary Club. Actually, I think it was about 6 or 7 weeks ago today because we're a Thursday club. And I was just very impressed with the program that he and his fellow founders of this organization had. Doug, we were talking at break, and one of the things the word I like about your organization is the nimbleness. You know, you use that word nimble. And why don't you tell us a bit more about why you're so effective in helping the people you do and thinking about that nimbleness?
Well, when we find somebody who truly has a need to get off the street, and usually that's a disabled person that's stuck and can't get themselves any further, we can help them that day. Like we can say, you're ready now, let's go. And we can make that happen. We need to eventually have backup from city and county help, but that process takes longer. That can take weeks and months. And if you're homeless and you're moving around, you don't know what time of day it is or what day it is, you really can't check waiting lists very good. So there's barriers for folks. They really are stuck. It's like trying to operate with the IRS when you don't have a phone number to call. And
that's a good analogy.
It's just daunting. So
people and that's where the term bridge came to. You're helping them bridge to that next step.
It's a bridge.
Where they can get to those programs that are taking a little bit longer for them to kick in.
Right. It's a bridge. And some of the principles we think are important are that, number one, you do need help sometimes. And the second part is that person needs to do as much as they can for themselves always. And as long as you have those two things in mind and don't do things for people they can do for themselves, but give a hand up and help people along, we found good success with that.
That's what's just amazing and awesome. You've been able to help those individuals.
Well, it's been very rewarding. I spent 20 years in a suburban practice with very nice patients, and I miss them. They're great. I love them. They're probably listening and mad at me because I left. But when you walk under a bridge and you meet somebody who's somebody's daughter, who's, you know, 19, and she shouldn't be there, and she's goofed up and confused, maybe there's a mental illness, you realize this could be my family, and you got to do something if you can.
So is there a website, or where does one go after they've heard this program and they want to know more about Bridges to Housing? I know you have a Facebook page. People can like it and they can contribute. But is there more in depth about your organization?
Yeah, and it's pretty succinct, really. It's just they're Reading Bridges to Housing, one word, .org.
Okay.
If you go to readingbridgestohousing.org, you'll find a website with a lot of Melissa's artwork, her photography, her stories. On the Facebook site associated, she's got probably 30 to 40 individual stories of people and their pictures and so on.
So I want everybody that's listening to the show to put that in your mind. And if you're at home on your computer and you're listening to the show, go to readingbridgestohousing.org. And I think this is going to be very touching for many people, because we all get frustrated when we have when we see more homeless people on the street. And for you, I'm hearing that you went on calls to help individuals, and then were touched that way when you were in the depth of a camp, or like you said, under the bridge, where we typically don't go.
Right, right. And I never went there either until I found out this. And but it's really an eye-opener. There's kind of two large groups, generally, that are kind of vagrant on the street. One is a fairly nimble, responsible group that probably needs to just do better. They're younger, and they're just kind of traveling around. But there's another group that's disabled. And they're stuck. And there's psychiatric illness that's not being taken care of. They just can't think right. Or there's physical illness come out of that. One gentleman was under the trees in the summer weather. He had brain surgery at one of the hospitals 2 weeks prior. And he was laying under a bush. And he'd been supposedly discharged safely. But he was out in the street. And, you know, there's always more to the story about where that is. But there's cancer, there's heart problems, there's everything is there. And there's broken legs, there's lots of stories. But lots of addictions, lots of problems, lots of issues, people trying to get away from what they're feeling. And lots of if you get into it, lots of what we call childhood traumas. Homeless people have an average lifespan of 47 years on the street. So if you can give them a locked door, a bed to sleep in, a place to keep food and a shower, you'll lengthen their life by 20 years.
So, do you have there been studies about, you know, giving the bridges to housing and helping them to reach a level of where they're feeling like maybe whole again? And are they contributing at that point? You find, do we have any kind of things that we can look at that would be, okay, after we've done this, now they're contributing. They're back in society. They're doing things that are not only helping others but helping themselves.
Everybody can get there if they keep moving along. And this is not 100% success, but it's about 60 to 70. And there's a few really exciting cases that are just, you know, people who've been homeless for a long, long time, and now they're housed. They've got the ability to use their limited income to support themselves, and that's working for them. And that's great. You know, they need to spend what they can of their own to get skin in the game and to feel like they're growing and they're learning how to do it. And this one lady, she in her 70s, I talked about, she said, well, I learned I need to have my money for my rent every month and some for food. And it's very simple, but that's what she learned about. And it's been great. It's been very good. So,
you know, as we see around town, you know, we're trying to revitalize downtown. That's
right.
Some of the conversations we've had. And part of the thing is they look at the homeless population and, you know, the casual observer tends to paint that with a broad brush. They're homeless. You know, they're the ones responsible for the property crimes increase and everything else. And while a section of that population that is true about because of the issues they're going through. But, you know, Doug, I think it's great that you've raised the issues about, you know, this lady that has a mental illness, a veteran. You know, I mean, that's especially this radio station right near and dear to our heart.
Yep.
And even with all the veterans programs, there's still people that slip between the cracks. And
absolutely.
It's great that you're out there helping to, you know, those individuals, and it's helping not only those individuals, but our community as a whole.
We think so. I mean, if you got to have laws and you got to have enforcement. Most of these folks that I see are guilty of minor infractions. You know, my dog doesn't have a leash on it in the park, and that's a citation. There's a gentleman who's going to spend a year in our jail, I guess, for that and for having camped in the wrong place. I'd rather see us, the people I see are not guilty of breaking into somebody's house and breaking into their car. They're not. They're barely able to get food for the day. They're not functioning. And so when we see homeless people, we think crime, danger. That's an association we have because it's feeling scary to us. But that's not the people that are really involved highly in this. There's another mobile group that preys upon this group. They know when they get their Social Security checks and they go out and they steal from them.
Wow.
So it's a very sad thing, but it's good to realize that there is a disabled group here. That's fairly large that needs help. And if we give it in the right way, it's not a handout.
Well, we thank you, Dr. Doug McMullen. Bridges to Housing, this just flew by. But, you know, what it did is it gave everybody a taste and an insight to go to readingbridgestohousing.org. Find out more information. If you're curious, please do go and make a bookmark of it. And if you're thinking that you want to do some tithing and donate to this wonderful cause, I think it's great. Thank
or we have volunteers, too.
Okay,
We've
or
got
volunteering.
Some volunteers going, too.
Excellent. Well, Jeff Avery, you're here with me this morning, all morning. That's so great.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We've got Dan from Dan's Optical. Talk about a gas. This guy's great. Came in off the houseboat today just to be on the show. I'm going to talk about his business and so on and so forth. I think he's in your rotary, too.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay,
one.
We'll find out when we come back.
good luck with this turkey hunt, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'll tell Carl all about
Hope
it.
Hope that pans out.
I did too. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, May 18th as the Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They let the images and the songs they perform, El Frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music, so take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane past the witchy woman looking into her life. And purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Life in the Fast Lane, the songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 18th. Come and celebrate 25 years at the River. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Roadhog! This is the Mr. Magoo themed song, by the way. Sorry, Dan.
Do I fit that profile?
No, you just keep.
I'm going to have to get some thinner lenses.
Dan's optical, okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah, this is so much fun. It's, you know, it's just it's Carl and Trish on Thursday morning. And, you know, of course, we've talked about, and there was somebody who put in the chat pack, don't feed the bears. Carl's up turkey hunting with Ted Leidy. And we'll be able to either razz him or congratulate him. I don't know. Either one. A quick update on the weather. It's currently 54 degrees. Our highs today will be 84. With our lows of around 52. Tomorrow calls for Friday chance of showers, you know, highs of 69, lows of 48 Saturday, and Saturday chance of showers. But you know what? It's cool April nights. We just continue on. It's a fabulous weekend. I went to a show and shine yesterday out in front of Cascade, and it was just so fun to meet these car owners that are so passionate. And so with me this morning, speaking of people who are passionate, Rotary members. And we are talking about, with me this morning, all morning, is Jeff Avery, owner of State Farm Insurance here in Reading. How long have you had your business?
17 years now, Linda.
17
years this month.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's great. And you're very involved in the community with Rotary and, in so many other things. What are some of the other passions that you, golfing?
Golfing, backpack, hiking. I've sat on both hospital boards, been on United Way and Red Cross boards, and Rotary's one of the driving passions right now, and we have Dan here today as my Rotary brother.
Right. Hey, brother, how you doing?
That's exactly right. Dan from Dan's Optical, and I am a new fan and have been into your establishment in Shasta Lake City. And Denise, I feel like I've been treated with how one wants to be treated. Really special, individual attention. I feel like I'm getting just incredible.
Well, Denise is my office manager, but I get the opposite treatment. As soon as I walk in the door, she's yelling at me all day long to do this and do that.
She's been with you for 17 years, so she's your right-hand person, and they get to be comfortable. Well, anyway, good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning.
All right, so you came in the other day, and we were talking about sunglasses, you know, and all the different things that are happening, because you just came off the houseboat.
I did, yes. This is supposed to be my week on the houseboat, relaxation and fun in the sun. It's been a little bit of an adventure, I'd have to say, but...
You got out there the first day and the boat didn't work, and you were stranded.
Well, you know, preseason, last week of the off week in the summer coming up, so I took the boat out and got all the way across the bay from Bridge Bay over there, and I had a little bit of fun. I took my son's baseball coach out with me, thinking, you know, I got to do something to get him off the bench. So, as a good dad, you got to do what you can, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, we were out there about 2-3 hours on Sunday, and I said, okay, time to go home. So, I went to start the boat. Of course, it wouldn't start. And so what do? You call your marina, and your marina's like, oh, you know, we don't got people staffed to come get you right now. Why don't you try the sheriff's department? So I called the sheriff's department, and they're like, hey, you know, we don't got anybody to like it's the sign this time of year. It says, you know, you gotta call your marina. I said, marina said, call you. So we ended up sat there for about 3 hours or so. Felt like I was on Gilligan's Island, you know, trying to track down a boater, and God bless, Good Samaritan came by and dragged us in at
you
the
last
minute.
You said that you had somebody on board that was blowing the horn. Doing that bell.
Well, yeah, you know, we had some, the coach's wife and a couple ladies on board. And, of course, you know, at that time, our facade of our man skills is showing our weakness. So they gave up on us. And they started tooting that horn, you know, that real loud, annoying horn that
right.
No one's allowed to touch.
Well, I was impressed because you came in. It's your week on the houseboat, and I had an appointment on Monday. And you came off the houseboat, and you came in. And Denise was saying, my God, we've had like sold all these glasses this morning because you have this new, you have a new shipment that's in. And I love somebody who's, again, very passionate about what they do. I've never had somebody go in about the detail. Now, you have your own lab. So you're like the one-stop shop. We get the glasses. You get the lab. And if it's not right, you want to change it around. You know, what's really interesting is that I think many of us feel that when we buy a pair of glasses and we get the prescription and it's put in, we just have to deal with it. But what's been great about you that I've learned is that if it's a little off, go back to your optometrist, and get retested, and you'll just fix the frame or fix the lenses, which is just a beautiful thing that you do as a magic service.
Well, there's a lot of concepts that go into getting a pair of glasses right. And of course, you know, the prescription's one third of it. And then having somebody be able to interpret that prescription and understand the various different lens materials and designs that are available and that go with the frame you choose, with the power you have, is certainly important. And then the third part of the equation, which is measuring the patient's symmetry, making sure that the prescription is aligned right, and then, of course, overseeing the fabrication process. All of those three things, the prescription, lens material design, and the symmetry and fabrication process, are essential to getting the glasses right. And, of course, the doctor, as wonderful as they are, they turn you over to their technicians to handle two out of the three things that are essentially as important. So I'm kind of that independent, standalone expert that not only fits the glasses, helps the patient out understanding those various different designs, but also oversees the fabrication process to make sure that two out of those three things are handled by me and they're done right. And, of course, if the power is slightly off, or which, you know, can be part of the issue sometimes, as a courtesy to both you and the doctor, we redo it at no charge up to 6 months. So that's part of the issue.
That's very cool.
Part of the success.
You know, and one of the other things, I mean, in addition to those three things, it's getting them fitted correctly, right? And, you know, come in, make sure those glasses are positioned correctly on your face.
Yes, so particularly with people like you, Jeff, not everybody has symmetry. I call it asymmetry. So if you have one eye that's slightly off or up or down or an ear that's bigger than the other, then that's relevant in how the glasses settle.
Yeah, I know I have one ear that's lower than the other, and I've got a lot of things about me that's off, Dan. You know that.
But, you know, here, you guys are going to jab each other, and that's great. But one of the things that I didn't realize, again, I love the fact that, you know, I love to learn, is that there's a difference between how you see out of a lens, because I recently bought the wire, like a wire lens, that which you're wearing now, Jeff.
Yes.
Where you've got, see, I've got the black, the frame that goes right up on the nose. So I bought another pair that I thought were absolutely gorgeous, and then once I got the frame, the lenses in them, and then I tried to look through them, it just, for me, was not a comfortable fit. So I would have been stuck with those. And try, you know, you feel like, my God, I got to make these things work. But the beautiful thing is I never knew that through it. So I was educated through this process about what it is when you have glasses that are set on your nose further away as a close, duh. But also, like whether they're flat or they're arched, how that vision, how that affects you. And you teach everybody those things. You'll take the time with an individual and explain those things to them.
You know, essentially, I don't just sell prescription eyewear. I make it. And one of my responsibilities is not to just to educate other eye care professionals, but also educate the patient in the process. They need to know that prescription is about curvatures. It's about bending the light rays, and certain frames are sit on people differently. And so I understand that the cosmetics is an important factor, but there's always a balance between the science of it all and the creative art of fitting versus the cosmetics. You have to think about it. When a doctor determines your prescription, it's in a controlled environment. You're looking through completely flat lenses through a phoropter that sits a set distance away from your eyes, and you're looking through glass material, which has the highest Abbey value, and you're looking at a static measurement, meaning a measurement at a fixed point that's not moving, and you're looking not through lenses that give you multiple distances but one certain distance, and the doctor determines that prescription based on that controlled environment. And then when you take that prescription and you put it into the real world, meaning the frame that you choose, which may sit a certain different distance than what the doctor prescribed at a different panoscopic or retroscopic tilt with a certain base curve, it changes the way you view the world. So the newer lenses that are out there, which we may get into, are called high definition lenses. And that's kind of a loosely used term, but basically high definition lenses are lenses that are compensated from the doctor prescription to how the frame fits on you, and those measurements are incorporated in the fabrication process to make sure that you get the best vision based on how the frames and the prescription sit on you.
Well, when we come back from our break, Jeff and Dan, Dan's Optical, if you were just tuning in, it's Dan from Dan's Optical, and it's really a science, and it's great. But we're going to talk about how delicate your eyes are, how important it is to have great sunglasses, what makes a good sunglass. I mean, these are really important things because, you know, we're all into the water and the lake. And a lot of times our eyes can get fried and we don't understand why. And so Dan's going to share some of that knowledge with us this morning. And Jeff Avery, my two Rotary boys, are here this morning. I don't know, every time I mention that, do you guys get dinged? What's that thing? Don't you get, like, you have to pay dollars every time somebody...
Yeah, they call them fines.
Fines.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda. We really appreciate you helping with those fines.
Okay,
I better sell some glasses.
What? The fines are how much? No, can't tell. No. Secret society, right? Hey, currently 54 degrees. It's going to be 84 today on one of these cool April night, beautiful days. With our lows of 52. We come back, I've got tickets to give as well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. A windshield and repair. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. They've been repairing windshields for years. It's a veteran-owned business. They are with the Bureau of Automotive Repair and approved in every way. It's quality workmanship. We use them whenever we have a crack and a ding, up to 26 inches, actually. Really great, guys. They're located on Market Street, 3208 Market Street. Windshield Crack Master Windshield and Repair. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tights. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Reading Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Thursday morning, currently 54 degrees. This is Linda Bott, and with me this morning is State Farm Jeff Avery.
Jeff with State Farm.
Jeff with State Farm, owner of State Farm for 17 years.
You know what I found out yesterday? I was talking with one of my underwriters, and he goes, oh, you know, I work just down the hall from Jake with State Farm. I actually thought that Jake was an actor playing that role. No, the Jake with State Farm commercial, Jake is actually an underwriter with State Farm back in Bloomington, Illinois. So a little trivia that
really?
You know, I might have to buy you a drink if you remember that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll make that happen. Oh, it's so great to have you here. And we've got another wonderful guest coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, we just love having Dan from Dan's Optical on. He's a lot of fun. He's knowledgeable. And he's great. Now, I want to, before we do that, he's got on his Ray-Bans because, well, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and we're going to give those tickets away a little bit later. But I do have some great tickets to give away for this weekend's Safari Club International dinner. So let's talk about sunglasses because right now, I mean, it's cool April nights, the outside people riding Harleys, golfing on the water. And right now, Dan is in his sunglasses, and he's, you know, bobbing his head up and down. You should have your own show.
I feel like Ray Charles.
What makes a good sunglass?
Well, there are a few key components that make a really good quality sunglass. Naturally, people buy sunglasses because of the look, right? They want to look cool in their sunglasses. But essentially, sunglasses are designed to protect you from the sun, ultraviolet rays in particular. And so that's something that's really important is when you purchase sunglasses, you want to make sure that they're stopping the UV light rays that emit through the lens, which is an invisible light that can cause a lot of damage to the eyes. Particularly photokeratitis, otherwise known as snow blindness, and that's basically a sunburn of the eye, you see. So you want to try and you protect your eyes from that. It can cause cataracts, other medical cornea ailments. So, you know, you put sunblock on. Everybody puts sunblock on so they don't get a sunburn when they go outside. You should put sunglasses on. It's a very important medical health thing, not just for looks.
We were talking about this earlier, Dan, about, well, I mean, you've got your killer Ray-Bans on just for, you know, for because. But when you have the light coming from behind, imagine you're wearing sunglasses right now, but they're not the wraparound cocoons. They're the kind that, you know, cut short here. And you were talking about the reflection of that glare that happens from the inside of your glass that can kick back to your eyeball. Can you explain that to us?
Yes. Okay, so particularly with prescription eyewear, because, again, prescription eyewear is about curvatures, and not all prescriptions can be put in curved or wrap frames. So you find yourself having regular traditional flat or ophthalmic frames with a sunglass lens in it. And what you end up getting is light sneaking in on behind your eyes, getting the residual reflection off your lenses back at you. And when you talk about UV light rays, it's not necessarily light rays coming straight at you, but they can reflect off surfaces. That's why people get snow blindness, because when you're up in higher elevations, not only is the sunlight reflecting off the snow, but it's also higher UV elevation. But with that said, the light that sneaks in behind your glasses, the darker the lens, the less the light travels through it, so the more residual reflection you get back at you. So there are particular coatings that you can put on the backside of lenses that reduce the amount of residual reflection you get back at you into your eye.
Right, right.
Did you know that?
No. You know, it makes sense, though. You watch all these adventure movies in the backcountry, or the guys climbing Mount Everest, and they always have the little leather side pouches on the sides of their glasses. Yeah. And now it makes it, it's helping to cut back that reflective glare, right?
Right. Yeah.
When you watch fishing shows where the guys, you know, are fishing bass, you know, those really boring shows, but I watch them. They have the wraparounds. Yeah. Their eyes are protected. You're kidding with that glare all day long. What are the different kinds of lenses that are available? Like what would be the best color? Didn't we just cover that?
Well, no. I can elaborate. So, of course, you know, if we were on top of Mount Everest, what would I be wearing? I'd be wearing, like I said, a
pair
of glasses.
What would you be wearing?
All right. Apart from my Speedo, I'd be wearing a pair of sunglasses that have a mirror on the front with leather side shields and a Polaroid lens, because you want light hitting the front of the lens to actually reflect away. You want light hitting the back of the lens so it travels through and doesn't reflect back. And, of course, the other type of glare that you get is light reflecting off objects like a windshield or a bumper. So that's where polarization comes in. And polarization is a key component on reducing the amount of reflection in the atmosphere that's reflecting at you, flat light, what they call it. And so the three components to a really good sunglass, Maui Jim is one that kind of combines these components. Other good quality manufacturers do as well, is maybe a front surface flash mirror, a Polaroid lens, and a back surface anti-reflective coating, and then making sure that the frame fits on you well to try and reduce any light sneaking around.
And, Dan, you know, I hear people talking all the time saying, well, the sun doesn't really bother my eyes. I just wear a hat. The shade's enough. What would you tell people, you know, in response to that?
Well, I tell them whether they think they need it or not, it's not blocking the UV light rays. And that is, again, the primary purpose of eye protection is to block those damaging, exposing light rays.
And avoiding that eye sunburn that you were talking about, right?
Because UV damage is accumulative over time, right? So, you know, and it's funny that we think of our children, you know, we think of sunglasses as an adult luxury, you know, we put them on to look good, but we'd never send our kids outside without wearing shoes. We always put sunblock on them around the pool. Well, you know, same thing with sunglasses. You should get your children in some sunglasses to keep the health of their eye.
Like, you know, when you see, if you go to a Disneyland or something like that, especially when all those things that we do outside activities, I think that there are a lot of people listening right now that is probably an aha moment right there, where really I don't think about my kids wearing sunglasses, and that this is over an accumulated time. You're talking about how you can get, you know, damage. So what are the options to prevent UV damage? We've talked about that.
Right.
Can you repeat that? What are the options to prevent UV damage to your eyes?
Well, just maintenance and making sure that you properly purchase the right type of sunglass and talk to your eye care professional, make sure that it is the right type of sunglass. But just due diligence and make sure your kids wear sunglasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about, you've got a bunch of new things that are into the store, Dan's Optical in Shasta Lake City. And you're just, you know, cutting edge styles and everything. So talk about, what did you do? Did you go to an eye show or something and have all these? I mean, who'd you meet? You talked to somebody. It came 15, how many, 1,000 new frames?
It's the time of year, you know, where you get all the new spring, summer styles. Clothing departments do it with shorts. And I wouldn't say it's new and innovated. It's just restocking your shelves. But, you know, it's that time of year to fashion is important as well. So, yeah, we got some stuff in. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So what, let's talk about your time on the boat and what floats your boat.
Well, not breaking down floats my boat, I tell you that. You know, we're blessed in Redding because we have a lot of environmental opportunities to have fun in the sun, you know, whether it be skiing or so close proximity to the lake. So I had the opportunity to purchase a houseboat, and it's one of only three houseboats on the lake that have corporate ownership. So it's kind of a co-management, right? And the Forest Service doesn't like timeshares on the lake, so they don't allow that. But so we purchased a houseboat with a group of guys, and we each get our time with it. And, of course, this last week was my time, and, of course, the houseboat breaks down. But you know what? Hey, that's part of the fun is making it an adventure.
You've got a great story to tell, though. Yeah. Remember that one time, Mabel, when we were out there and we had blown that horn for 3 hours? And a good Samaritan came by who was, by the way, a fisherman.
Yes, he was.
Who heard it and said, "Are you in trouble? We came over." That, you know, that makes your heart feel full.
Well, it wasn't just the horn. My wife was up there with no shirt on, too. I had to hide behind a cushion. I'm going to get beat for that.
Yeah, that's going to cost you big time.
Well, thank you for joining us, Dan, from Dan's Optical. And you have your lab. You're the one-stop shop right there. That's really great. I admire what you bring to the game.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
There's apparently no shame in my game.
So. Well, that's okay. And, Dan, I'm looking forward to having lunch with you later today.
Nice to see you, Rotary Boys here.
All right. So we are going to be coming back after this break. And what I'm going to do right now before we leave is I'm going to tell you that Carl's up. He's up looking for turkeys. He's hunting turkeys with Ted Leidy. So if you call right now, I'm going to give you two tickets to Safari Club International. That's this weekend on the 28th. It's a Wind River. These are like a $90 value for these tickets. And what's great about Safari Club International is that they are really into conservation as well. But there will be all kinds of hunting trips and all kinds of things that you'll learn, and it'll be great. So two tickets, 605-4567. Let to have you come join us. Carl is going to be emceeing. It'll be a lot of fun, and I'm going to win a gun. I'll see you later. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back with Jeff Avery. And we have a special guest, a new guy from Boy Scouts.
Yes, we do.
Never reaching the end.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
on his nomination.
Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the president's White House physician, withdrew his nomination to lead the VA after a series of misconduct allegations. Among other things, he was accused of recklessly prescribing drugs and exhibiting drunken behavior. Jackson denounced the allegations as completely false and fabricated. But in a statement released by the White House, he said the allegations have become a distraction for the president and for veterans' care. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president's nominee for Secretary of State, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, appears on track for confirmation by the Senate. That vote could come later today. Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, says he'll take the Fifth in a civil case brought by a woman who claims that she had had an affair with Mr. Trump back in 2006. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt on the hot seat this morning before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, being grilled about a variety of issues, not the least of which allegations of lavish spending and ethics issues. Sales of big-ticket items soared in March.
The Commerce Department says the big rise in orders for durable goods was driven by a surge in demand for commercial aircraft. That jumped 44.5% last month. Excluding the volatile transportation category, orders would have been flat last month. Meanwhile, a key category that tracks business investment spending fell for the third month out of the past four.
Correspondent Jeremy House. He said he had a roast in the oven. The arresting officers said they'd take care of it. 72-year-old Joseph DeAngelo arrested at his home yesterday after investigators say that DNA evidence identified him as the notorious Golden State Killer. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow up 223 points. The NASDAQ better by 102. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a retirement account worth more than $100,000? Pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Gold is a better way. Gold, it's better. Better way to protect your retirement, a better way to grow your retirement, and better than everything you're currently doing inside your retirement account. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. .com.
At least 13 school children are dead after their bus was hit by a train in northern India.
The children were traveling to school early this morning in a school minibus. They're all described as primary school age, 10 or younger. It's still not clear exactly what happened, but the bus was on a level crossing when it was hit by a speeding passenger train. The scale of the tragedy has made it headline news in India. It comes just weeks after more than 20 school children died in a different crash when their bus plunged into a gorge. India's road safety record is poor, and campaigners are demanding more action to prevent deaths, including at unmanned rail crossings.
The BBC's Jill McGivering. A Pakistani court has disqualified the country's foreign minister from holding office after a petition from a rival politician sought his removal for concealing assets abroad. The court's ruling can be appealed to Pakistan's Supreme Court. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some big changes on the way at Ford.
Ford Motor Company has announced it's getting rid of most of its North American car lineup in the next 4 years and shifting the company primarily toward trucks and SUVs. The two holdovers will be the Mustang sports car and a compact Focus crossover. Ford will do away with the midsize Fusion, the Taurus, the C-Max Hybrid, and the Fiesta Subcompact in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Although Lincoln has been identified as low-performing, Ford Chief Financial Officer Bob Shanks says the brand is safe. I'm Mike Rossia.
Samsung Electronics reporting better than expected financial results. Robust demand from global data centers for its mainstay memory chips earned it another record-high quarterly profit. $10.8 billion January through March. That's up 52% from a year earlier. The company also forecasts the brisk earnings streak from its chip sector will continue through the second quarter. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 805 on this beautiful day. This is Linda Bott. Carl is up in the mountains with Ted Leidy, and we always talk about what we're doing. I could say he's on assignment. I could say he's on a mission. He is on a mission. He's crawling around. His face is all camoed out. They're trying to make sure that they bring home a turkey, you know. So it's a boy mission for a couple days, and I just said, go just grunt by the fire and do what you need to do. Is have your man cave out in the country. So anyway, that's where he is. I'm very excited for him to be doing that with me right this morning. I'm very excited to have Jeff Avery. How are you?
I'm doing good. Linda, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed now. You were kind of, you know, that foggy.
When I came in, I was like, my God, my dog barked all night long. I'm sorry to say that, but I threw a pillow at her. I was like, you cannot do this to me. It's two nights in a row, but I think it's probably raccoons or whatever. But anyway, so little poor elk killer had a pillow thrown at her last night, and I think she was like, okay, I'm good stuff now. It was 4, 5, 6, you know. Anyway, 8:05 in the morning, currently it's 55 degrees in the downtown studios today. Our highs will be 84 degrees with our lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for a chance of showers with high of 69 and our lows of 48. And Saturday calls for a chance of showers with a high of 67, lows of 50. Sunday, slight chance of thunderstorms. Hey, we don't even want to look at this because it's cool April nights. We know, hey, we may have some scattered showers, but that kind of goes with the territory. We're still out there and about with all these wonderful shows and shine, show and shines. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned company, by the way. And you can give them a call at 365-3793. All right, Jeff.
Well, Linda, I am very happy to bring yet another Rotary brother in.
Ooh.
So Levi's going to get, you know, fined here
okay.
in the near future.
Okay, you got the
I'm
fines
sure.
and the ding, ding, dings going all day
yes,
long. What is that about, by the way?
The fine, it's just part of how we raise money for the club to give, you know, to support our causes. Matter of fact, today our Rotary Club's giving out scholarships for the Rain Searchlight Scholar Athlete Awards. So we're very proud of that.
All right. Okay, well, so you got a Rotary brother.
Got a Rotary brother, Mr. Levi Knight. He's new to the community, and he is heading up the Boy Scout District up here. So, Levi, first off, where do you and your family move from?
Yeah, good morning. So I recently moved here from the working for the Montana Council for 3.5 years. I was a district executive there in Kalispell, Montana, which if you know anything about Montana, that's the extreme northwest part of Montana, about an hour from the Canadian border.
Yeah. Not quite the banana belt of Montana.
No, not at all. Though it's a little bit warmer than some of the eastern parts of the state, luckily.
Yeah.
But only about half an hour from Glacier National Park, really beautiful country. And so I was blessed to serve the Boy Scout Council there for 3.5 years before I took the opportunity that brought me here.
That's awesome. And you have a wife and 2 kids?
Yeah. So my wife, Kirsten, has been married for, it'll be 8 years this year. We have 2 children, a 5-year-old daughter, Avery.
Yeah, you see, and her name was different until you met me. That's the story I'm telling.
I was so impressed. I was so impressed by Jeff when I went in to switch my policies over. I just had to do the name change. So now we have Avery, and then we have our 5-month-old son, Leif.
Leif.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
L-E-I-F.
Okay. Yeah.
And that, ironically, my best man at my wedding, his name is Leif.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
A lot of connections.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a little too incestual here, I think, Levi.
That's pretty interesting that you are the district executive. And how do you know, can you give us a little history about, you know, like Boy Scouts start at what, first grade?
So we actually have a new program now where we start in kindergarten. We just rolled out the Lions program for kindergartners.
Rawr,
so, yeah, we start them early, kindergarten. Kindergarten through 5th grade is our Cub Scout program, and then after that they get into the big Boy Scouts and do all the stuff that you think about when you think about scouting.
So that's when you can really go out and you do these all-boy camps when you're out in the wilderness and that kind of thing. So I'm just trying to get, like, how this happens chronologically. And then the question I'm going to ask, Jeff, I didn't mean to jump right in there, but I'm dying to know. After you go through Cub Scouts, then that leads you, if you continue to go on, to become Eagle Scout.
Well, there it's pretty stringent requirements to become Eagle Scout. Not just anyone. In fact, only about 3% of scouts total will become Eagle Scouts.
But do you have to be a Boy Scout before you become an Eagle Scout?
Yeah. So that's the every program kind of has its capstone recognition, right? So for Cub Scouts, the highest award you can earn is called the Arrow of Light, and it's one of the only awards you can earn as a youth. You can also wear on your adult uniform. And then the same goes for Boy Scouts. You start out as a Scout. You progress through the ranks, and then eventually you earn an Eagle Scout. And if you do that, you get to wear this nice little knot, this red, white, and blue knot in your uniform, because I am an Eagle Scout myself. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
So take us through the animal awards, I guess we'll call it, as a Cub Scout.
Yeah, so Cub Scouts, like I said, now you start out as a lion is kindergarten. But really before that, the first rank that you earn is called your Bobcat. And that's learning the Scout Oath, the Scout Law, the Cub Scout Handshake. And then you sign up with some stuff with your parent. And you earn your Bobcat. And then as you go into that, you earn your Bobcat, your first thing, and then every grade will essentially earn their badge. So it goes lions is kindergarten, tigers is first grade, wolves is second grade, bears, third grade. Fourth grade is Weeblos. We used to call fourth and fifth was Weeblos 1, Weeblos 2. Now it's Weeblos, and then we call them Arrow of Light Weeblos in fifth grade because ideally they're working towards their Arrow of Light.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay, now how does one go, like you became an Eagle Scout, and now you're in the body of the organization in the, I would call it maybe the political body. You're in the executive, you're district executive. So you're working now in, how does that happen?
That's a long story. So, when I was going to school, my plan was actually to go on to go to law school. Never had the intention really to practice law, but I wanted to get a law degree and get nothing. I really have a big passion for sports. So I wanted to maybe get into be a sports agent, representation, that kind of stuff. So I was working on my degree and working on getting prepped for law school and decided that I didn't want to go to school anymore. So my wife and I talked about it, and I actually talked with my grandfather, who has been a long-time scouting volunteer. In fact, he was on the National Executive Board. So he's progressed from being a unit-level volunteer all the way to the top and working with some of the key leaders in the BSA. And he said, "Have you ever thought about working for the Boy Scouts?" And I said, "Well, I didn't know people worked for the Boy Scouts." He said, "Well, let me talk to..." So the person that runs the council are CEOs called Scout Executives. So he said, "Let me talk to the Scout Executive there." At the time, I was going to school at Arizona State. Go Devils.
Yep.
He said, let me talk to the Scout Executive. He's still my friend in the Grand Canyon Council in Phoenix and get something set up with him. So I met with Larry Abbott, the Scout Executive down there. We talked a little bit about the profession and what it was like, and they have a series of interviews and some aptitude tests they want you to take before you get into the profession. And so I went through all that and passed everything with flying colors. And they wanted to keep me there in the Grand Canyon Council to work for them, but they were trying to create a new position for me, and they didn't quite have the funding. So at that time they said, you know, "We don't want to hold you back from opportunities in the profession, so we're going to look around, see if we can find somewhere else for you to be. And you can do the same." And so my grandfather, who I mentioned previously, lives in Billings, Montana, which is where I grew up. And my wife and I had visited after I graduated, and we fell in love. My wife fell in love. I was already in love with Montana. My wife fell in love with Montana. And so it was something that we had talked about, that one day we'd want to be in Montana. So I called my grandfather and said, "Hey, do you know if the Montana Council has any openings?" He said, "Well, I'm not really connected with them at that level, but let me check." So he called me back and said, "Well, they had an opening, but they filled it." So we were kind of bummed about that, so I was beginning the process to go and work for the National Parks Council. It was one of the largest councils in the country. It's headquartered in Orem, Utah. Then out of blue, I got a call one day from the Montana Council, and they said, "We have a job for you, and it's in Kalispell, Montana. Do you want it?" And I said, "Sure." And a month and a half later, I was in Kalispell, Montana, working for the Scouts.
And how long now have you been in Reading and joined us down here?
So I started here at Reading on March 1st. Working for the council here. It's the Golden Empire Council.
Okay, that's great. We're going to have to take a break right now because we have a 15-minute break. And we're going to talk more about when you came here, right here, ready. We're going to back up and we start our next segment. We're going to talk about that. I'm here with Jeff Avery. This is KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Real people, real winners, the catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing, swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
When it all began, I was a bobcat. I had my shirt and I had my hat.
Ooh-ha.
I did a good deed. Imagine that on the scouting trail.
Yeah, good morning and welcome
what
back to
a wonderful journey.
Welcome to KCNR. If you get to see the visual, too, it's like, you know, camp. It's a camp. Currently 55 degrees. We're here at KCNR 1460. You're hearing the voice of Linda Bott. Usually you'll hear Trish Clark and Carl on Thursday mornings. Carl's out on a mission in the hills to redeem his non-turkey to a slash got a turkey experience. So we'll wait to hear from them. Jeff Avery sitting in this morning in Carl's spot. So happy to have Jeff Avery, who is our State Farm insurance guy here in Reading and so much more, does so much for the community. He's just a great guy. Wearing his Rotary shirt. We've already had Dan, who's Rotary guy. And now we have Dan's Optical is Rotary guy. And now we have Levi Knight, who is the Boy Scout District Executive for the Northern Rivers District.
That's correct.
And you've been here since March. Why don't you tell us why the Northern Rivers District, and you can tell us the council you're in, why they brought you down here?
Yeah, so in kind of the first of the year, you get to a certain point where you work in the profession that in order to move up in the profession and make it a career, you have to move out. And so I had a successful 3.5 years in Montana Council, did a lot of things to grow scouting. I was actually working with two districts there because of the way their council is structured, and had the opportunity to open myself up and look at other jobs in the area and in the profession, I guess, and was contacted by the Golden Empire Council about the opportunity to come work for the Northern Rivers District. Now, the way that scouting is kind of broken down is we have our national council, our headquarters in Dallas, Texas, and then essentially what they do is they franchise out scouting to local councils. There's local councils all over the country, and this council happens to be Golden Empire Council, headquartered in Sacramento. And so I got a call from my scout executive there in Montana who said, hey, Golden Empire Council wants to talk to you. Are you interested in taking an interview? And I, at the time, I had no intention of moving. I wanted to stay in Montana for another, usually it's about 3 to 5 years in any one place in the profession at this level. So I was, in my third, going on my fourth year there. And I took an interview, and they really liked me and the accomplishments that I had achieved in Montana Council, and wanted to bring that kind of experience to this area that really needs it, because it's kind of been on a down pattern. And I really liked what they were saying about the district and about what they were willing to do for me. So Golden Empire Council, like I said, headquartered in Sacramento. We serve about 17,000 youth in our program. And the Golden Empire Council is the largest council geographically in the state of California. So it's not largest by the amount of youth, but the area that we serve is the largest. And those 17,000 youth are in about 850 units. So we have our PACs for Cub Scouts, our troops for Boy Scouts. We also have crews for adventurers that are co-ed. And then we have Exploring, which is a career interest-based program for boys and girls as well. So here, for example, we have Shasta County Sheriff, we have Reading PD, and we have SCHP that do law enforcement exploring posts for youth that are interested in careers in law enforcement. So here locally in the district, so the council is divided into districts. I serve the Northern Rivers, which happens to be the largest geographic district in the council. In fact, it's larger than all the other districts combined. We only serve about 800 youth, and those are in about 60 individual scouting units. We're really trying to get some things going. We have a pretty good relationship, the way things are going. Sometimes we rely on recruiting youth for our membership base. That's what we do, and that really depends on the relationship we have with local schools. And here we're lucky that we have good school access, so a lot of the schools let us in to do flyers, to actually talk to students about our recruitment events, and then let us hold our recruitment events there. So that's one of my main jobs, is recruiting youth. One of my other main jobs is recruiting adults. So I work with volunteers on my local board that we call a district committee, and they help me achieve the kind of things I'm trying to achieve, which is trying to grow membership, trying to recruit more adults, because we always need help, and also trying to raise money, which is a big one. Reason why they brought me here, because in my prior experience in Montana Council, I was successful establishing community fundraising events, and that's something that hasn't happened in this area. So
what's your one-liner? Two thoughts that are coming out of my mind right now that I'd like to see if I can be succinct with them. One would be, for you, Levi, how long have you been as a scout? How long have you been a scout?
Well, I started Boy Scouts when I was 12, 18. Well, there's a little gap, so we'll say 15 years. That's how long I've been in the scouting.
Okay, 15 years. So with what's happening with today's youth, and we're talking about when I think about the electronic disconnection, the iPad, the phones, and gaming. So when you go in and you say, hey, this is a way for you to really do, in the scouting program, we typically think of scouting as an outdoor activity. How do you break through today? So you had a successful Billings, Montana, you think of outdoors when you think of, So now you come here, and how do you connect with the kids?
So, every kid wants to do the stuff that we do. Well, I'm saying not every kid, but a lot of kids get excited when we talk about, hey, we're going to go camping, we're going to go fishing, we're going to go hiking, we're going to shoot bows and arrows, we're going to shoot BB guns, we're going to shoot slingshots, right? They get excited about that. So that part's easy. The kids always get excited. The struggle that we have is really parents, more of the parents of this particular generation that aren't and maybe as involved as prior generations of parents have been. And that's where the real struggle is, because it is a volunteer program. I'm one person. I cover two counties up here, and I work, with 800 scouts and 60 units. There's no way for me to do my job on my own. So I rely on volunteers. And that's really the big thing that we need is parents that are going to step up and be engaged. And really what I would say is that all that fun stuff that you think about and think about scouting, that's just a means to an end. Right? What are we trying to accomplish? Well, we're trying to build character. We're trying to teach citizenship skills. We're trying to promote physical fitness, right? That's what our mission is, right? In fact, we say that it's prepare young people to make moral and ethical choices throughout their lives by instilling them the values of the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. Okay? The Scout Law is 12 points: trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, right? That we're trying to instill those values in the youth. And then the Scout Oath talks about duty to God, duty to country, duty to others. Okay? So really that's what we're trying to do. All this other stuff where we go out and we shoot rifles and we shoot shotguns and we go camping for weeks at a time, right? That's just the means to the end of building leaders, right? Because that's what we really need.
You know, and you talk about the, you know, those one-time event things that you're going through, but tell us a little bit about the community projects that the different troops and PACs get involved in.
Yeah, so you can't go anywhere, really, without seeing the impact that scouting has on local community. For example, if you go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park, the turtle enclosure, that's an Eagle Scout project, right? So we do annually, we do Scouting for Food, which is a food drive. We collected, I think, about 5,000 pounds of food here in the local Reading area for local food banks with Scouts. And all, you know, all kinds of service projects. We're working to make sure we have flags at the Memorial Park for Labor Day, so that's just the kind of stuff that we get involved, right? Our units are out there, and they're usually interfacing with some sort of other community. For example, the Rotary sponsors a scouting unit. The Elks Lodge will sponsor a scouting unit, and they'll have a connection there that'll allow them to work with that organization to provide service and fulfill their shared goals.
Very good. And you talked about the Eagle Scout. I know we just have a few minutes for our next break, but we talked about the ranks in the in the Cub Scout program. Let's go through the ranks that now they've gone through Weeblos and they're joining the Boy Scout structure. Let's go through the ranks on that.
Yeah, so we start out, when you start out in Boy Scouts, the first thing you're going to earn is your Scout badge, and then you're going to be Tenderfoot, then you're going to be Second Class, then you're going to be First Class. And really that's where the founder of Scouting, Baden Powell, said that his goal was to have everybody achieve First Class, because that's where you learn the basic skills that we're trying to teach. And these are not just based on the year. There's requirements you have to earn as far as merit badges, knots, physical fitness type of things, camping. So after First Class, you get into Star, and then Life, and then Eagle. So, and one of the main requirements of Eagle that's different from the others is the service project that's boy-led by the scout who comes up with their own project and provides leadership to complete that project.
That's awesome. I told Linda that here we are talking about the veterans and how strong our community is supporting our military and those veterans that come back. There is a little trivia question. And did you know that the Eagle Scout Award is the only non-military badge you can wear in a military uniform?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I had some buddies of mine that went to the military academies that were Eagle Scouts, and they got to wear that award on their dress uniforms.
Wow. Could you say that one more time before we take a break?
So the Eagle Scout medal, I guess, isn't it, Levi, is the only non-military medal that the military allows to be worn on a military uniform.
So that's... You can't get any higher regard than that. It's like if you become an Eagle Scout. And let's talk about, too, that the Boy Scouts and going into Eagle Scouting. How many leaders in our world have become presidents were Eagle Scouts, great leaders, Eagle Scouts? And if you have an Eagle Scout, because we had an Eagle Scout that was here, Luke Verhoog, that did a summer internship with us. So we were there when he really got his finally. I guess what is it when you finally graduate? What's the last thing that you become like? Is that full blown Eagle?
Eagle Scout's the final rank.
So and he's done so well with his his future is so bright. But anyways, it's really great. So we're going to come back and find out more with Levi how we can support, what your plans are. Welcome to Reading and your family.
Thank you.
Where your kids going to school? All those good things about what it is here. We're a community station. We love that Jeff Avery here is, with his own State Farm Insurance. He's Rotary. These people have been in Rotary, and that's always doing things, all these wonderful community-driven events. That's us here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott and Jeff Avery. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
KCNR 1460 on your dial. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is Linda Bott, and we are so happy to have Jeff Avery here sitting in Carl's spot. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm honored to have Levi Knight with us. We were talking at break about notable Boy Scouts, and specifically Eagle Scouts. The original Moonwalker, Neil Armstrong, was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
And Levi, how many presidents have been Eagle Scouts?
Just one, Gerald Ford, the only one that, that achieved the rank of Eagle. So only about 3% of Scouts will achieve that rank of Eagle. So it's very prestigious.
Yeah. So only about 3% of presidents have been Eagle Scouts then.
Yeah. Pretty close.
So Levi, you know what we talked about some of the goals you're trying to achieve here, you know, in your district. And one of those things was getting adult volunteers, mm-hmm. right? If somebody wanted to volunteer, how could they contact you?
So they could reach out to my email address, which is pretty easy. It's my first name, Levi, L-E-V-I, dot Knight, which is my last name, K-N-I-G-H-T. And then it's just at scouting.org.
So Levi.Knight@scouting.org.
That's correct.
Okay. And is there a Facebook page that they could also reach out to?
Yes. Yeah, so we do have a Northern Rivers District Facebook group. It is a closed group, we'll say. But if anyone's welcome to join, usually it's for kind of our local leadership for us to disseminate information there. And then we also have our local Golden Empire Council. We have a website. It's GEC, so Golden Empire Council, but just GEC, BSA.org.
Perfect, perfect. So, I mean, so not only are you helping to grow the youth in the organization, but trying to get those community leaders and the parents to come in and join to help with that development of our youth and the leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's really, like I said, mentioned before, that's our biggest need, is not only to have you to parents volunteering at the unit level to work with their youth as adult leaders, but also at my level to help further what we're doing, you know, get more involved in the community, and you know, have that relationship.
That's great.
What can we look forward to here in Reading? How do people meet you? What are you lined up to do as far as getting in front of the public and share there's a new boy in town and this is what we're going to do to shake it up?
Well, part of that is joining the Rotary Club. Now, previously in Montana, I was a member of the Rotary there, and so it's just kind of a natural fit to come in and be able to network with other community leaders and be involved in what they have going on. And then we have certain events going on. This week in Cool April Nights, we're going to have one of our Cub Scout packs. We'll have a booth there. Actually, we're doing a fundraiser where we sell some camp carts, which are ways for boys to pay their own way and earn money to go to camp. And the camp card here locally has discounts to area businesses. It's a $5 card. And I think one of the tabs you pull off is already a $10 savings on some groceries. So fundraising there is how we get out. And then I give talks. Like, I'm as part of joining the Rotary, I'll give a talk there. I'm slated to give a talk for the Lions Club here in May. And just trying to get out and meet people. And that's what I try to do. Yeah,
sure. So where's that booth going to be this weekend?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not super familiar with how it's set up, but I know there will be a booth, and I know that there will be other scouts in uniform, so khaki shirt. It's pretty, can't miss us. They'll be out selling as well cards throughout the event. So
how does your family feel so far about being in Reading?
We like it so far.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it was the perfect storm. When I started to work in the profession, I kind of said I wanted to stay in the Western region and never live in California. And it was the first opportunity that came up, and it was going to be the best one. And it was just, if I, this is the best part of California.
It is.
We've been blessed. Like I said, we lived, you know, in the backyard of Glacier National Park for 3.5 years. Now I move here, and you can see, you know, Mount Shasta towering over the valley and Mount Lassen on the other side. And we love it. People warn us about the desert heat. We moved from Arizona to Montana, so we know about the desert heat. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice change in, you know, the end of February to come to sunny Reading. So,
Levi, what would you say is your most rewarding, I guess I would say, feeling of helping in scouts? I mean, what's the one thing you really try to focus on, you know, to make sure you're always achieving that goal with the youth?
I mean, that's just what it is the youth. I think the great thing about the scouting profession is the ability it gives me to help people and help youth have experiences that they might not have otherwise, and really seeing them progress and become leaders. That's the rewarding part. You know, sometimes the job is, it's not a 9-to-5. It's sometimes early mornings. It's a lot of times late nights, a lot of times weekends. And you know, the rewarding part of it is getting to those events and going to a campery or going to a Cub Scout day camp or going to summer camp. And seeing the scouts just really living the program and having fun.
That's great. You know, and as a not only a community leader here in Reading, but as a business owner, one of the hardest things to do is get great employees to come and join you. And I'll tell you what, the ones that have gone through these youth development, whether it be the sports, you know, the moot court stuff in high schools, and then, of course, scouts, both from Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. It's just one of those great character, you know, builders. And the biggest thing is the ethics, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's really where we're targeted at, right? Like I said, all this fun stuff is just a means to an end of really building character and instilling in that it's not even a you know, there's not even a second thought when you see the opportunity to help another person, or to, you know, to make the right choice, right?
Okay, we've got somebody calling in from Reading School of the Arts. I'm not sure if this is on the subject, but we're going to take this call. That's why you need your headphones on. Good, guys. Hey, Pat, good morning. You're live on the show.
Good morning. I enjoyed listening to the speaker. I wanted to offer Reading School of the Arts as a venue for a, if they do conventions for area Boy Scouts and stuff like that, we would love to host something like that.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, so we always host all kinds of community events, be it our, you know, we have our Cub Scout Pinewood Derby, other things, and we're always looking for venues. So I appreciate you reaching out and offering that to us. It's great.
Pat, have you had somebody come on to talk about the Boy Scouts of America to Reading School of the Arts as like an assembly?
We have, and we have an active, there are several, couple of troops at one pack, I think, that meet there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So we're tied into them. I'd like to, just see something bigger, though, and really promote it, especially with kids that are, during the summer and when they're disengaged and stuff, the Scouts can really keep them on track. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what we have with our week-long summer camp for the Boy Scouts. And then we actually do a week-long day camp for the Cub Scout age youth where they come out every day and spend all day doing activities. So, yeah, we'll certainly keep Reading School of the Arts in mind when we're looking for venues for those types of things.
Well, very good, and welcome to Reading.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. All right, Pat is amazing, and I'll give you his phone number, cell number, because he'll make that happen. He's an incredible member of the community as well. Do we love networking? Networking live on the radio. Come on.
It's amazing. What you do with the community. Look what you just did.
Okay.
It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning, and you've already hooked up two leaders to help the youth out.
Well, I really believe in the building of the early years. Like you said, now how old do you have to be? Where do you have to be when you actually take your oath, and a child understands what that oath means? Because I remember being a Brownie and then a Girl Scout, and then went into 4-H.
That's a good question. I'm not sure when they fully comprehend it, but really, it's pretty basic stuff, right? Yeah, we have the Scout Oath and the Scout Law, and part of earning the Bobcat, which is the first award you can earn, is to be able to recite those. So that memorization, that recitation, hopefully drills it in so that they know, this is why I'm trying to be a Scout, is trustworthy, right? And the help other people, right? Do a good turn daily, right? Trying to help someone out. In fact, one of the things that they do is when they receive their rank advancement patch. Sometimes this is done in Cub Scout packs. They'll actually have it upside down until they do a good turn, and then they can flip that right side up and put it on their uniform because it takes action, right? It's not just about going through the motions and getting the recognition. You have to live that. Live the Scout Oath, live the Scout Law. That's what we're trying to really instill in these youth.
And why don't you just quickly recite the Scout Oath for us so that people will be reminded of that?
Yeah, so it's on my honor. I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout Law. To help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Wow.
So we talked about that a little bit, right? Duty to God, right? Country, duty to country, duty to others, to help other people, and then duty to self. That's really, those are the tenets of the Boy Scouts.
Keep myself strong and clean and just prepared.
Yep. Be prepared. Yeah, that's familiar. Yeah, that's something we talk about a lot, being prepared.
Mm. Wow. Okay, we're going to take a break here. We are with Jeff, of course, Jeff Avery from State Farm Insurance. He's the owner here in Reading, and he's also a Rotary guy and involved with so many things. Dancing with the Stars, what was that, year two, year three?
Yes, year two.
Year two. Just a great guy. So glad to have him at the helm today. And, of course, Jared is our producer today. This is Linda Bott sitting in for Trish Clark and Carl Bott. With us this morning is Levi Knight, who is the district executive for the Boy Scouts of America and the Northern Rivers. And this is KCNR 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and we are so happy to be here with Jeff Avery and Levi Knight, who is the
Northern Rivers District Executive.
Thank you. I didn't see my notes quick enough, but I want to do a couple shout-outs and love to our sponsors. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is community's choice, and SST Oil is having their spring cleaning sale. Heating maintenance is important to prepare for next winter. Now through June 8th, SST is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts. Veterans get an additional 5% off SST services and brand heaters as well as water heaters year-round. But now it's the near time for spring savings. So SST, spring cleaning cell. There we go. We love their sponsors.
Yep, and they want you to get prepared. So
absolutely. Come over, right? Be prepared.
So, Levi, you know, we've talked about recruiting the youth in, so we help develop them, recruiting the leaders. You also talked about the fundraising. Do you have any events coming up in that regards?
Yeah, so right now we have one of our big fundraisers that we do is our camp card sales. And so that's happening, like I mentioned, at Cool River Nights. Let's just look for a Boy Scout, and they'll hopefully have some cards to sell to you for $5. But also we rely on direct support from our communities. Like I said, in the Golden Empire Council, we serve about 17,000 scouts. And it costs us about $220 per scout to provide that program. When you add those numbers up, it's about $3.5 million is what it costs us to do what we do in the area that we serve. And about $1 million of that comes from direct support from the families that we serve, as well as community business leaders and people that are wanting to give money to support scouting. So we're trying to put together kind of a first-time community giving event with the Boy Scouts here locally, sort of a reception, maybe some appetizers and drinks, a little bit of networking, a little bit of talking about what's going on, and then hopefully people will be willing to open up their checkbooks and help us support Scouts in the area. So we're looking to try to put something together in June, one of the weekends in June, and we're looking at some venues around the area. Being new to the area, it's kind of difficult to figure out where the good spots are, but I know Judge Eaton's house, and he was very involved in scouting and supporting us, and so that might be a good venue. So just if you're interested in supporting, reach out. Like I said, my email address, levi.knight@scouting.org. Looking for donations, sponsors, you name it, people to invite other people to help us support what we have going on here locally.
Right, so you're talking about 800 youth in your district. You're talking just under $170,000 to help meet the goals of that program to develop the youth in our area.
Yeah, it's not cheap to do what we do, luckily we raise the majority of that through our only sub Boy Scout popcorn. Not as popular as Girl Scout cookies, but we do have our own fundraiser that we do, and then we have our camp cards. And those are really two big things we do to fund, and then the direct support is, like I said, about a third of what we do. But really, we have very generous families that even though they're giving time, they're still supporting us financially. And the same for the community, usually of great community partners. So,
were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was, and I was down in Merced, California, PAC 251. And I remember going through just from the Bobcat level all the way up. I made it only as far though as a Star Scout. And at that point, I discovered that. Girls were going to reject me, so I had to maybe build up my physique, and I decided to play water polo instead.
Oh, so you're a water guy.
I didn't know that.
Did you do that in high school?
High school and college, both, yeah. UC
really?
Davis, yeah.
My God. You know, there was a great Sacramento was my alma mater, and Sherm Shavor was Arden Hills. And so we had great water polo people, and Mark Spitz, Sacramento guy. They all studied under this guy. From that area. And so water polo, man, I bet you got some legs on you.
Yeah, I used to. It's all good. So, but,
you think about staying in the water like, I'm sorry, Jeff. That's intense.
Well, it was. That was a few pounds ago, obviously. Levi, you talk about the different programs you develop. I mean, the merit badges that are coming out. I mean, I earned the rabbit raising award and the tractor mechanics award, as well as, the various, community, national and, world, leadership stuff. But what are some of the new merit badges that have come out lately?
Some of the new, you're going to test my program knowledge on this one. Well, some of the newer ones are probably, things having to do with kind of the digital world. There's, game design, video game merit badge.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, so it's really trying to keep up on that. I'm glad you talked about it because there's all kinds of merit badges, and a lot of them are elective, and then we have our requireds, right? And the requireds, camping, cooking, citizenship in the community, in the nation, in the world, family life, personal fitness, right? So we, like I said, all this stuff is the means to the end, right? You do the fun stuff, but really those merit badges are helping them to, one, they're gonna build a relationship and network with hopefully a community person who's the merit badge counselor, right? So they're gonna learn how to network with someone who's older than them, get a little bit of mentoring, but also they're gonna learn the skills that they learn from whatever that merit badge is, be it basket weaving, which was a popular one when I was in Scouts, or like I said, we've talked about the citizenship merit badges.
Right. I got the swimming merit badge, right? I don't know how that happened. And you've also got the skill awards, right? Do they still have the skill awards that go on your belt?
Yeah, so it's changed a little bit. The Cub Scout program now, they earn belt loops for their adventures that they do. Things like the mile swim, 50-mile hike, 50-mile backpacking, all that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of special recognitions. If you want to earn something in the Boy Scouts, you'll be able to earn it. We have all kinds of recognition.
That's just amazing. And I love to hear your story, Jeff, because here you are. You are in the Scouts. for a long time.
Very much so. You know, my father, I was fortunate enough to have a father that actually did love me, shockingly. You know, shout out to my dad, Evan Avery, down in Merced. You know, he just turned 80,
aww,
but he was there through, you know, from the Bobcat through the Weeblos to the Boy Scouts and those leadership positions. My eighth grade teacher, Ken Jensen, was, you know, our Weeblo pack leader and everything else. I mean, those are folks that were involved in so many facets of the community. And I know, Levi, that you've got those, you know, local volunteers and heroes as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And really what it comes down to in Boy Scouts is we're just helping to raise each other's kids. Right? That's what we're really doing with, you know, volunteers that are leading the packs and troops. We have a lot of great volunteers locally that have really accepted me and are plugging away forward on what I'm trying to accomplish, which is really, really great. There's a really strong scouting history and background here and just great supporters locally.
And Levi, I know that some of the fellow scout executives or volunteers are excited to have you here. Greg Balkovic, who's in our club, you know, he's I think also a fellow Eagle Scout, if I remember right. So it's wonderful to see the energy that you're helping to bring to our community and, you know, the growth that you're hoping to bring. So, you said 800 scouts in the district right now. What's kind of your, let's say, 1 year and 3 year goals as far as the numbers you want to see?
Ooh, that's a good question. So, probably, you know, this year, so we kind of have a lull when we have our recruitments in the fall, and we recruit a lot of scouts, and we get to our high number, and then at the end of the year, our units kind of renew their registration, and we have a drop-off. So the goal this year is to stay at 800, get a little bit over that, and I would say realistically probably in the 3 years is to push that up over the 1,000 scout range. I think that's easily achievable. We have certainly have some holes and some underserved areas here that we can do. And really the short term is to establish the community presence that we deserve, the Boy Scouts.
Right.
It used to be that everyone knew who the Boy Scout guy was in town, and we've been lacking that lately. So that's what I'm here to do.
So Northern Rivers District, what are the two counties you said you covered?
So Shasta and Tehama counties are the two counties that, well, part of Tehama and majority Shasta, and then Trinity as well. So actually three.
Three, okay.
That I'm working with, yeah.
So total population base is, right, just right about 200,000 or so?
So, yeah, about that. And we usually say, you know, our market share somewhere around 10% is a really good market share. So if we could get that range, would be in really good shape.
That's just amazing. You know, we just have a few minutes left here, Levi. Is there any additional thoughts you want to leave with the listeners of the station today?
Just say that scouting is still here. We're still around. We're still doing great things for the community. And I would even say that we're stronger than ever because we have generations of people that have been involved. And, you know, we have the new up-and-coming generation that's just learning from these great people that have been around the program for so long.
Well, Levi, what do you say is an important skill set you learned in the Montana Council that you're bringing down here to share with our Golden Empire Council?
Yeah, so obviously Montana Council we're very rural, and this is the rural part of the Golden Empire District. So that's the strength that I bring is the experience working with rural scouting and very diverse populations in that rural scouting and being able to establish a good support base. In that area.
Perfect. Levi, one more time, your email address?
levi.knight@scouting.org. GECBSA.org is our Golden Empire Council website, and you can look us up on Facebook, Northern Rivers District.
So just the email address one more time.
levi.knight@scouting.org.
That's great. And ladies and gentlemen, Levi is one of the energetic voices in our community. We're excited that Montana was willing to give him up so he can come down and help lead here. You're going to see Levi and his wife and his two beautiful children around the community. Please email him again, levi.knight@scouting.org, if you want to help out volunteers, get your kids involved, or make that donation to help support, you know, one of the 800 and soon to be 1,000 kids in this district.
That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you, Jeff Avery, for being here, filling in and being a wonderful co-host this morning and for bringing in these great guests. So happy Rotary to you today. And Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Trish Clark is going to be on and some wonderful surprise guests as well. Have a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and